This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Lacata back on the Fan. Jets fired Robert Sala. Ulbrich takes over as interim head coach Monday night at home against the Buffalo Bills. We are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day be delicious. Baldy, your thoughts on Sala being canned as head coach of the Jets?
Well, I never like to see anybody get fired. I personally like Robert. But this team wasn't responding. I mean, you could look at it a lot of different ways. If Zuerlein makes the kick against Denver, they win. If Aaron hits Garrett Wilson wide open in the final minute and a half against Minnesota, they probably win. And they're 4-1, and everybody's excited about Monday night against Buffalo. But this is the worst rushing team in the NFL. The receivers and the quarterback are clearly not on the same page when they need to be. All those things are things that happen out on the practice field every day that aren't getting done. Defensively, I don't know that they could play a whole lot better than what they have done through the first 5 weeks. So there's good and there's bad of it. And does firing a coach make a big difference when they can't really do certain things very well right now, like run the football?
I don't know, but I'm willing to find out. And by the way, Baldy, you can make the case that if Will Levis wasn't so bad, the Jets would be 0-2. So there's always two ends to that. You know what I'm saying? So,
no doubt. Yeah.
Right, why is Hackett still here?
Well, I mean, look, Buffalo fired their offense coordinator halfway through the season because he wasn't getting it done, and they turned their whole season around and went to the playoffs. He could have been easily the fall guy, the way this offense is stumbling right now and why they can't run the football and why receivers are running routes differently than what the quarterback is throwing. And they can't protect their quarterback and why they're throwing it, 109 times the last 2 weeks in games that are basically a one-score game.
In the rain.
And they're throwing it.
In the rain.
I mean, they dropped back 57 times against Denver in the rain. You know, I mean, why are they doing that? I mean, that just seems like maybe that's where the finger should be pointed right now.
Because that's one thing that I've said. I'm sorry. But, yeah, guy, I pointed that out. That is reckless, especially when your quarterback's 40 and very immobile at this point to throw it that many times. But to me, this is where I cannot exonerate Sala. He's a defensive guy, and the Jets' defense is very good. But when you're throwing it that frequently, walk down to Hackett and say, run the ball.
I agree. I agree. I mean, that's the head coach's job when he's not calling plays, is to, you know, make certain demands in a game where you're just not dropping back with a quarterback that clearly, you know, after that Denver game was banged up and was banged up all day Sunday in London and, you know, kind of gimpy around, you know, dropping back 52 more times. That's where you got to intersect, and you got to make certain demands on what you want and how you want this team to play football. And if the runs, the outside zones, the inside zones aren't working, find runs that do. And just keep grabbing at straws and putting it on the offensive line to be better, and they have to be better. And that does start out in practice. But, yes, I mean, it's just imbalanced in a way that, you know, most quarterbacks aren't going to survive.
Well, why, Baldy, are they the worst rushing team in the league?
Ah, man, this is a mess. I mean, I broke down. Breece Hall's got 65 runs so far this year. I think he's a hell of a back. 31 of his 65 runs have gone for 2 yards or less. And then you go back and watch all 31 runs that are 2 yards or less, and there's a breakdown in every single run. Either they're not fundamental in their double teams at the point of attack, how they don't push to the right linebacker, they don't get the second level blocked, they're position blocking and not run blocking. I mean, I could find five critical errors in every one of those 31 runs that just got blown up.
Well, then fire the offensive line coach while we're at it.
Yeah, well,
they did that.
That's kind of why
they did it already. They did that last year.
Do it again.
John Benton's gone.
Is it the line? Is it the play calling? Is it the backs? I mean, there's got to be some kind of reason for why they cannot run the football well.
Well, look, the number one run in this offense is the wide zone. You got to make that work. When you make that work, a lot of good things happen because of it. And they clearly don't know how to block these plays. I mean, they just don't. You started in San Francisco, and Minnesota's got the number one defense in football, but, you know, Brian Flores said, well, we'll just take the run away, and they did. They didn't even try at a certain point. They couldn't get their three down linemen blocked. And so, you know, I mean, the wide zone is a wide zone, but it's got to be coached correctly. It's a play that you have to make work in this offense. And when you don't make that play work, a lot of bad things happen as a result.
Mm. Okay, so the lack of mobility from Rodgers, mm-hmm. it's made the very one-dimensional, and that obviously is an asset to DC. So lack of foot speed at this point or willingness to try to run that often, is that just really crushing what the Jets could do?
No, I mean, look, there's plenty of good running football teams in this league that don't ask the quarterback to be a part of it. You should be able to hand the ball off and get 4 yards. They're having a hard time handing the ball off and get 4 yards. I mean, you want to run it on first down, you got to get 4 yards. Not many coordinators in this business are going to call another run on second and eight or second and nine. They're just not. First down, and first down is when you always get your big plays and your play action passes and you get your chunk plays down the field. And well, they're not getting that because they're not being able to run the ball, especially on first down right now. So it does start there. And I feel like if they can get the run game fixed, because I think they have two really good backs, but if they get the run game fixed, I think a lot of things are going to get corrected on this football team right now.
How is Olbrich going to make this team better?
I think he's going to emphasize the run. I think he's going to get over there and watch this offensive line go to work in practice on Wednesday. I think he's going to be all over them. I think that's number one. The defense has played well. I mean, DJ Reed, for my money, is as good as any quarter in this whole football league right now. Maybe Patrick Surtain's a little bit better because of the interceptions, but DJ Reed's playing great. The pass defense is good. The pass rush isn't great, but the way he's mixed in the blitzes with the pressures, I mean, Sam Darnold played a whole lot better than what he showed on Sunday before Sunday. So, I mean, they took Justin Jefferson out of the game, like outside of a couple penalties. I think they've played really well defensively. I think Jeff Ulbrich's going to get over there. And most good defense coordinators were going to tell you, we're going to run the football. And that's what he's going to say in front of the whole meeting on Wednesday when they meet and convene and start this new process. They're going to run the football. I think they're going to run it better. I think that they're going to figure out what they do good, what they don't do well right now, what the rookie can handle, and they're going to get that part of it fixed. Because Jeff Ulbrich, if he knows one thing, it's how to stop a running game. I mean, that's the number one job. The job of defense coordinator is two things. Stopping the run and learning how to do that, and they're doing that pretty well, and then breaking down the other team's protections and attacking those protections. Mm-hmm. And I think Jeff will use what he knows as a defense coordinator and step into the offensive room with Hackett and Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Tyron Smith and say, this is what we're going to do.
Gotcha. Now, it's been a real issue so far, but are you confident that this miscommunication between Rodgers and Garrett Wilson and others gets better or doesn't get better?
Well, I thought they overdid it last week. I mean, there's no reason for Garrett to be targeted 22 times. There just isn't. You know, you're targeting Garrett at the expense of open receivers. We're gonna get you. Like, I can always see, we're going to get you going, Garrett. We're going to get you going. All right. You got him going. You got his, he had a good day. But there was a lot of missed passes, too, there, where other guys were open. So why don't you just start off by saying, let's get it to the open guy. Like, that's – and if Garrett gets his targets and his touchdown catch along the way, great. But, you know, you're – the throw to Michael Williams at the end of the game for the interception was still a chance to win the game. I don't get the throw. I don't get the route. He wasn't open. You want to put it on his back shoulder and let him go jump up and get it like they have? Okay. But the throw wasn't good. The throw to Garrett Wilson when he beats Stephon Gilmore in a double move, like, you got to make that throw. Yeah. I mean, it's not just Garrett. I mean, it's just not Aaron. I mean, you want Bo Nix to make that throw. You want Jaden Daniels to make that throw. You want every quarterback to make that throw. You just beat a really good corner. It's to win the game. Like, it's a layup.
BT and Sal on the Fan with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Is that just an aberration of a bad game, Baldy, or is Father Time starting to catch up with number 8?
Well, I don't look. You could look up Tom Brady or Drew Brees or any great quarterback and look at their record when they throw it 50 times or more. Peyton Manning. Like, it's not a good record. It's not a good formula. They're last in the league in rushing right now. Aaron Rodgers is not going to make it through the season with the hits he's taken right now. He's just, nobody is going to survive this. So you better fix things up front right now. And look, this was a very winnable game, even down 17-0. They chipped away. The defense got the ball back. All the good things that happened. But, yes, Father Time is it's catching up to him, but it's being accelerated right now with what they're asking him to do.
Boldy, I know they've lost two straight here. How vulnerable are the Bills? What's going on?
They're vulnerable. I mean, their passing game is almost non-existent right now. And if they can't run the football, they don't look like a very good football team. And defensively right now, I mean, they're a bend but don't break type of defense. They give you a lot of stuff underneath. You know, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to move the football against that defense.
Mm. Would you trade for Davante Adams if you're the Jets?
Well, I mean, look, Aaron and Davante had a great relationship. The last time they played together was 2021. That's like dog years in this NFL. Mm. He wants to play here, but you're going to put Davante in front of who? Right now, you're going to put him in front of Lazard.
Trade Mike Williams.
Okay, all right, fine. That would improve that position right now.
Yeah,
they have a great timing when they were clicking. Like, literally, you could go for it on every fourth down. Aaron was looking for Davante, no matter what you did, and they connected. Now, are they going to have the same timing that they had, you know, in 2021 when he was an All World receiver?
No.
Maybe.
No, well,
probably
not because the analytics, well, maybe chemistry, but the analytics say that he's not getting open as much and he's not doing as much after the reception. He's 31, they're 30, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Baldy, if you were Joe Douglas, more resources on your end right now, trying to get Adams or trying to resolve the Reddick situation?
Well, I mean, you're not going to change anything in the offensive line. I mean, they're going to put the five guys out there right now. They got to get better at what they're due. And the tight end's got to figure it out. The receiver's got to be a part of it. But the number one thing this team has to do right now is get Breece Hall going. Like, he's playing with zero confidence. Like, he's literally making moves behind as soon as he's getting the handoffs right now about where to go with the ball because of penetration and guys not doing a good job up front. Like, I would put them in full pads on Wednesday, and I'd have a training camp practice and 9-on-7 drill.
Let's go.
And I would drill this team the way Parcells used to do it, and I would demand that they'd get movement at the point of attack. And that's how I would fix this whole thing. Because you can't be last in the league in rushing with a 40-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, Baldy, you're hired, man. Forget about Oprah. You coach him.
Baldy, how are we feeling about the Mets today, game 3 at Citi Field?
Man, these games are awesome. I don't know, like that comeback the other Sunday, you know, by the Phillies, like, I don't know, like I'm hanging in there. I want to get to their bullpen. Because it hasn't shown me much yet so far. And it's supposed to be a shutdown bullpen for the Phillies. But give me Lindor, give me Alfonso, give me these guys, and give me as many at-bats as I can right now.
Yeah, take a little break from that film and enjoy a Mets victory over Philadelphia, hopefully this afternoon. Thank you, Baldy.
All right, guys, you got it.
There you go. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. We'll take a quick break, come back, reset things, take your calls on the Jets, maybe working a little Mets as well, BT, as I know a lot of fans headed out to Citi Field to catch Game 3. Play's going to be electric in a few hours from now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.